And I'm going to go ahead and get started. And of course, this is also being recorded. We'll get the link out to you with the recording pretty quickly after we get done tonight. So you'll also have that so that you'll be able to practice as well in the time period between this Monday and when we meet again. I had sent all of you out. If you haven't gotten it, let me know. The link for tonight, but in that also was a little bit of a journal that might be helpful for you to use in between the time. And if you didn't see that or the link wasn't working for you, I'll make sure that I put my contact information out one more time so that you have that at the end. So I'm just going to take a moment just to do a little bit of an invocation before we do some learning on Yoga Nidra. May the grace of all realized yogis of every tradition be upon us, that we may succeed in realizing the peace and joy, which is the divine truth within each of us. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your interest in learning more about Yoga Nidra. Thank you to Jeff for having me on this platform and getting to meet all of you. My name is Cheryl Van Sciver. I own a yoga studio in Marlton, New Jersey, called Balanced Planet Yoga. I've had the privilege over many years of working with students. Usually, initially, I get them in their physical practice, their asana practice, but I've been really very blessed to also work with many people that I consider to be dear friends on some of yoga's more metaphysical benefits. I'm very excited to connect with all of you and explore these concepts over the next 3 weeks. So, as we begin this three-part course, I wanted you to maybe consider it, or maybe you're considering it from two different perspectives, right? You might be mainly here for the physical benefits of Yoga Nidra, specifically to improve your sleep, right? That's what we're here to start on. So, even if you're not seeking spiritual growth, you can still experience the full range of scientifically proven benefits of Yoga Nidra. And alternatively, you might be interested in the metaphysical aspects of Yoga Nidra, viewing it as a path to higher states of consciousness. You may also recognize that poor sleep or other habits are hindering your meditation practice and limiting your ability to access deeper levels of awareness. And you want to address those obstacles. So Yoga Nidra can, we can work with it from those two perspectives over the next 3 weeks. So whether you're here for the physical benefits of better sleep or to explore more profound states of consciousness, what I'm going to ask, what I'm going to invite you to do is to engage in the practice as fully as you can over the next 3 weeks. Remain open to its possibilities. And allow Yoga Nidra to guide you towards a greater sense of peace and balance in your life. We come into this human experience with literally no memory of how we arrived, and we all have to face the challenges of this material world. In the Vedic system, which is what yoga is part of, we have names for these processes of obscuration of what we would call our true selves. There's things like Maya, which is the illusory energy of consciousness, the Kleshas, right? We often confuse ourselves as what our ego says, our roles. We get overly attached to things and to people. We fear death. Our karma is something that we say in yoga, this bucket of past life events that we came here with. Vrittis, fluctuations of our mind. Samskaras are deeply ingrained memories that trigger our behaviors. And vasanas are habits. And I find that people often arrive on their yoga mat suffering from one or all of these mechanisms with a strong desire to figure it all out. We call this in yoga samvega. So, yoga is the path to unraveling these knots and returning to our true nature. It's a kind of remembering of who we are underneath all this stuff. in the seminal yogic text called the Yoga Sutras. So if you've ever maybe stumbled into a Yoga Sutra, you might have heard of the sage Patanjali. He also succinctly tells us about our predicament in the opening verses of the Yoga Sutras. He tells us that yoga is the cessation of the fluctuations of the mind. And two verses later, he said, otherwise, there is identification with these fluctuations. And this is our problem. The mind is constantly agitated, and we misidentify ourselves with the turbulence of the mind. And yoga is the process of freeing ourselves from this misunderstanding. And this is one of the practices that we're going to deal with, this yoga nidra that we're going to do the practice of later in my talk. So, in my years of teaching, I've learned that to experience this essence of the self, whether you call it consciousness or the absolute truth or the divine, we must first identify and transmute the barriers that stand in our way. Sometimes these barriers manifest in our mental landscape and other times in our physical experience. So that's why I wanted to start this course with something most of us can relate to, a shared physical experience that, when it's compromised, limits our ability to feel well, to think clearly, to even meditate without falling asleep, and that is sleep itself. We all know how essential sleep is for our well-being, yet it seems increasingly difficult to achieve it in today's fast-paced world. Stress, anxiety, our erratic schedules, even just our modern lifestyle, all contribute to sleep disturbances. So if you've been struggling with sleep, perhaps you've tried different remedies: a warm shower, a glass of warm milk before bed, turning off your electronic devices. Some of you might have even experimented with red light in the evening. These are all very valuable tools. The roots of yoga nidra can be traced back to very ancient times in the traditions of India. Yoga nidra is mentioned in the classical texts like the Upanishads and the Mahabharata. In fact, there's a reference to yoga nidra in the Shanti Parva. It says that the divine goddess, who is eternal and is called Nidra, resides in all beings. It is she who creates, preserves, and destroys this universe. Passage illustrates that yoga nidra is not merely a practice, but a primal force, a veritable place that governs the cosmic order of creation and dissolution. It suggests a metaphysical layer of consciousness, indicating that yoga nidra encompasses the universal state of deep rest and transcendence. Other texts, like the Hatha Yoga Pradipika, introduce techniques and practices that guide the practitioner into a state of yoga nidra, a deep state of meditation that sometimes you might have heard called samadhi. The tantras, particularly those of Kashmiri Shaivism, provide a detailed understanding of yoga nidra as a technique for self-realization. The Vigyan Bhairava Tantra says, contemplate on the body as being filled with the highest bliss, and one will eventually enter a state of consciousness akin to sleep, but filled with awareness. So we are, as it were, following in the footsteps of very ancient work. We fast forward a little bit, we'll get to the work of Swami Satyananda Saraswati. He's the founder of the Bihari Yoga School. And in the 1960s, he modernized yoga nidra from simply thought of as a state of transcendental awareness to a set of practices designed to achieve this altered state of consciousness and improve human well-being. He introduced this idea of a sankalpa, a personal resolution or intention. And he believed that by planting this intention in a state of deep relaxation, that practitioners could address negative habits, bad mental patterns, such as even smoking or overeating, help with anxiety, and improve sleep. He himself noticed its tremendous power in subconscious learning. Today, yoga nidra is widely practiced as a form of guided meditation that supports overall well-being. It is well documented now by the scientific community for its many health benefits. It can help with things like PTSD, anxiety, chronic stress, insomnia, and even those who are very seasoned in their meditation practice. It offers a very reliable point to dip into deeper states of consciousness. So, how is yoga nidra going to help us get better sleep? So, yoga nidra translates to yogic sleep, nidra meaning sleep. It's a practice that aims to take us into a state of deep relaxation, but the key is to try to remain awake and aware. So, it's not just a matter of falling right asleep, but we do want to try to hear the entire practice as best we can. It's a powerful tool for addressing the root causes of sleep disturbances. Causes of insomnia can range from psychological factors, stress, anxiety, depression, medical conditions like pain or respiratory issues, our lifestyle choices, things like irregular sleep schedules or excessive caffeine, to environmental factors like excessive noise and light. Yoga nidra effectively teaches the body to let go. Let go of thoughts and fall asleep by downshifting from more active brainwave states into slower ones. When we're stressed, our minds race and our bodies produce more cortisol, the stress hormone, which keeps us in a state of alertness and doesn't allow the brain to do this shift downward. Yoga nidra is incredibly effective at reducing stress and anxiety. Through guided relaxation, we can calm the mind and reduce the production of these stress hormones. By activating the parasympathetic nervous system, the body's rest and digest mode, yoga nidra helps us transition into the deep state of relaxation, making it easier to fall asleep and stay asleep. This practice is also going to improve sleep hygiene. By regularly practicing yoga nidra, we create a ritual that signals to the body and mind that it's time to wind down. This helps establish a more consistent sleep schedule and reduces the impact of things like screen time before bed. The body scan technique that will be used during practice helps to release tension and helps us become more aware of our body's needs. And finally, yoga nidra provides a safe space for processing emotions and traumas, reducing nighttime anxiety and the frequency of nightmares. This makes it especially valuable for individuals dealing with PTSD and depression. So I wanted to just add a little bit more education before we dip into our first yoga nidra session. A couple of roadmaps. One of them, the four states of consciousness that we talk about in yoga, particularly in the Mandukya Upanishad, one of the shortest Upanishads, just 12 verses, and the five koshas. In yogic philosophy, consciousness is traditionally divided into four primary states. And I'll pull up a little bit of a slide here just so that you can. So it follows along with the Om symbol. In yoga nidra, our goal is hold on, my there's just a little funny thing there. So in the Om symbol, down at the bottom there, at the curve of what looks like a number three. That's the symbol for the waking state or jagrat, right? This represents our engagement with the external world through our sensory perceptions and our cognitive activity. It is where we interact with our environment and process information, right? So for our experience in yoga nidra, right, you're going to be in the part of the meditation where you're aware of the physical body, your external environment, your sensory inputs. And at this point, the mind is actively engaged with its external stimuli, right? Our goal in yoga nidra is to start to turn the mind inward from this starting point, right? We'll do things like body scans and breath awareness, right? So we connect in with this surface level awareness to start bringing in relaxation. Right? And then we're going to keep going. The next state on the other side is swapna. It's where our subconsciousness resides. Here's the dream state. We encounter symbolic representations and narratives that reflect our inner emotions and desires, providing insight into our psychological landscape. So, in this stage of our yoga nidra practice, the mind shifts away from external sensory inputs, and we start to become aware of our inner thoughts, images, and sensation. Right? The imagination may become more active, and the subconscious mind begins to surface. In this state, we can often come across profound insights as the unconscious mind starts to release emotional and mental impressions. Our samskaras are stored in our subconscious mind, forming the root of our habits, reactions, and emotional triggers. As the conscious mind becomes quieter in this state, it gives us an opportunity for these samskaras to arise and for us to work with them. Moving deeper, right, the deep sleep state, this is called Sushupti. It's characterized by profound restfulness and a cessation of sensory and cognitive activity. In this state, the mind experiences a sense of quietude and latent potentiality. Though we might not be directly aware of it, there's no real awareness of external or internal thoughts. We experience stillness and rest similar to deep sleep while trying to maintain this awake and aware. Conscious mind becomes inactive, allowing for a deep sense of rejuvenation. The fourth state is at the top, that Turiya, pure awareness. And we notice we have to cross this Maya, right? That's illusion, right? Turiya at the top. This transcends the limitations of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep states. It is the pure consciousness that underlies and permeates all the other states, represents an unconditional, non-dual awareness of our true self. Said to be the state of pure consciousness or bliss, but it's really often also described as a place where there's no push or pull of opposites. This will be also be part of the practice, this working with opposites. And the next map that I want to go over with you is the five koshas. Sometimes it just helps to have this little bit of understanding, especially as you go through the week and you might journal some of your experiences. These maps give you an idea of what you might be working through. So the five koshas complement these four states of consciousness. And they're another kind of map that we get from the Vedic system. The outermost kosha is the Anamaya kosha. We call that the food body or the physical body. It's our tangible layer that we work with, right? This physical body is the grossest thing that we can experience, so we use that as a jump off point, right? So at the beginning of your yoga nidra, you're going to hear me say things like relaxing your body or doing a rotation of consciousness. This process is to bring awareness to the body so that it can release tension from the muscles and the joints, right? Bringing gross, relaxation to this gross body. And then also so that you can then forget about the body, right? It's relaxed and then it drops away. Beneath this layer, right? The next layer is called the pranamaya kosha. This is going to represent your vital energy. It's what animates your body. It includes the breath and subtle energy channels known as the nadis, right? These are the meridians in traditional Chinese medicine. At the beginning of a yoga nidra, you'll start to focus, right, first on the physical body, and then you're going to go to things like the breath, right, and feeling and experiencing the breath as it moves through the body. The next kosha, Manomaya kosha. This embodies our mental processes, including thoughts, emotions, and our psychological patterns. It's the realm where our cognitive and our emotional activities unfold. And again, this is where we're going to work with our samskaras, our mental impressions. This is where we plant our sankalpa, right? And for this practice, it's going to be to have more restful sleep. Next layer, Vijnanamaya kosha, or the wisdom body. It involves your intellect and your intuition. It's the part of you where discernment is found, right? Where understanding arises. And it guides our decisions and perceptions. And we'd like to access that as much as we can because that's our higher wisdom, right? You'll become aware at this point, perhaps, of a witness consciousness or the feeling of an observer within. At this place, when we work through this later, the mind is more open and clear, and it creates room for deeper insights and a transformation that can align with your deeper wisdom. And then finally, the innermost kosha is called Anandamaya. Ananda means happy or bliss in Sanskrit. And this layer represents bliss or fulfillment, spiritual fulfillment. It is the essence of pure joy and the ultimate experience of unity. At this deepest layer, you might feel peace or calmness, stillness. You might be aware of a profound state that's free from external disturbances or mental constructs. It is the closest layer to Turiya, the transcendental state of pure consciousness. The experience of deep contentment and bliss can arise here, though it may feel fleeting. So, Yoga Nidra will progressively guide you through these layers. All the names of these layers have Maya on the end of them, and Maya means veil or sheath. Right, so something that's obscuring. So our goal is to try to move through all these sheaths to become awake, aware of what's there, and then to transcend it and let it go. The interplay between the states of consciousness and koshas, right, helps with our understanding of what we experience. Each state of consciousness interacts with different koshas, right? So for example, the waking state is primarily linked with the food body and the pranamaya kosha, the breath body. The dream state engages manomaya kosha, right? That's the dream state and the mind state, reflecting our inner mental and emotional processes. Deep sleep transitions to the focus of the vijnanamaya, the wisdom body, and anandamaya kosha. So, yoga nidra or yoga sleep, powerful practice that navigates these states of consciousness, guides you through a systematic relaxation process that touches upon all these koshas. So during yoga nidra, individuals enter a state akin to deep sleep while maintaining total conscious awareness. We intellectualize these concepts that can allow us to appreciate how disturbances in one kosha can impact others and how these different states of consciousness interplay. Okay, so one last little piece of business before we start to get ready. And if you want, as I'm talking here, to start to create a place, typically yoga nidra is done lying down. And you want to try to be as comfortable as you possibly can. So don't be afraid to have a pillow, a blanket, a bolster for under your legs. If you're not comfortable lying down, if physically you're not comfortable lying down, you can absolutely sit up. So I did send out to you that digital journal. I think that would be a good tool for you to use if, as you're using that in the week between, you have any questions or anything that comes up, please do ask me, email me. I'm happy to answer anything, or if you're finding any obstacles to the practice, to be able to help you work through those. The other thing that I wanted to go through just very briefly, and you're going to see it in that digital journal. If you don't have it, please do ask me. I want to get it to you because it does have some of this information in it. There's eight stages that we're going to go through in this yoga nidra that we're about to go through. Number one is the entry. Number two is your sankalpa. Number three is a rotation of consciousness. Four will work with the breath. Five is called a play of opposites. Six is called the journey. Then we repeat the sankalpa and then we come back. Right, so it's a little bit of an outline of where we're going, and we'll dig into that a little bit more in our next session. Right, but please, right, let's get ready for yoga nidra now. As you're getting ready, a reminder, there's really no wrong way to do this practice. If you fall asleep, your subconscious mind is still listening. You'll still get tons of benefit from the practice. It just means you need sleep. So you may find that when you first start working with the practice, you're going to fall asleep at first. And that's totally okay. Swami Satyananda, how he realized this practice was so powerful, he was sleeping near where students kept gathering to learn Sanskrit mantras. And he'd been doing that for a lot of time, and he'd just been sleeping there. And then he happened to go to a ceremony at the temple where they were chanting mantras that he was sure he didn't know. But he knew them because he had been sleeping next to the students, practicing next for them for months. So your subconscious is listening even when you are asleep. Tell my students, that's why it's really important what we fall asleep to. If you fall asleep to the news or disturbing TV or things like that, that is getting into your subconscious and it is affecting the way that you move through the world. And could be impacting your sleep. Right, so settling in here, right? Anything you could do to even be just even a little bit more comfortable, please take a moment to do that now. Your feet fall apart. Let your arms come away from the body, perhaps palms facing upward. And if you feel comfortable to do so, you could close your eyes or just soften your gaze. And begin by taking a few deep breaths. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. With each exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into the surface you're resting upon. And allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Allow yourself to become heavy and supported by the earth beneath you. The practice of Yoga Nidra has now begun. Now we will work with a shared sankalpa, positive intention to reinforce our shared goal of good sleep. I sleep peacefully through the night. Silently repeat your sankalpa 3 times with full awareness, knowing it is already manifesting in your life. I sleep peacefully through the night. As you repeat your sankalpa, know that this intention is not something new. It is a deep remembering of what has always been with you. You are simply reconnecting with a part of yourself that already knows this truth. A part that has been guiding you all along. Let it settle into your being, planting the seed for transformation. I sleep peacefully through the night. Now bring your awareness to the physical body. The first layer of your being, known as Anamaya Kosha. This is the sheath made of food, the physical body you can see and touch. We will now rotate awareness through different parts of the body. As I mention each part, bring your awareness there without moving. Starting with the right side of the body. Start with the right hand, thumb, awareness of index finger, middle finger, right ring finger, little finger, right palm. Sensation in the back of the right hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, the right hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, awareness of the sole of the right foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now move your awareness to the left side, thumb, index finger, middle finger, the left ring finger, little finger, left palm, awareness of the back of the left hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, feeling into the left side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel. Awareness of the left sole, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Shift awareness to the back of the body, the right heel, the left heel, the right calf, the left calf. Awareness of the right thigh, the left thigh, the right buttock, left buttock. Sensation in the lower back, middle back, upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head. Now move your awareness to the front, top of the head, forehead, the right temple, the left temple, the right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear. Notice the right cheek, left cheek, the nose, tip of the nose, upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, the chest, the upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pelvis. Feel your entire body as one complete entity, connected and whole. Notice the sense of relaxation that is spreading through your physical body. Now allow the physical body, the sheath of awareness, to gently fall away as you move deeper into the subtle layers of your being. Let go of the outermost layer and rest in the quiet stillness beneath. Bring attention to your breath. Feel it flowing in. Feel it flowing out. Naturally and effortlessly. Notice how the breath moves. A gentle rise and fall of your abdomen. As you inhale, imagine breathing in grounding energy, stability, and peace. As you exhale, releasing tension, stress, restless thoughts. Inhaling in grounding energy, circulating it throughout the body. On the exhales, collecting and releasing tension, stress, and restlessness. Every breath, you're becoming more calm, more relaxed. Focus on the sensation of air entering and leaving the nostrils. Cool breath on the way in. And warm on the way out. Feel the vibration of breath and energy as it circulates through the body. Now let's explore the play of opposites. Imagine the sensation of warmth spreading through your body. Feel the warmth expanding from your core, enveloping you in comfort. Whole body warm. Now shift to the sensation of coolness, like a gentle breeze moving over your skin. A whole body cool. Conjure up the feeling of coolness in the entire body. Now alternate between the feeling of warmth and coolness. Moving from whole body warm, and then transitioning to whole body cool. Now imagine the whole body light like a feather. Completely weightless and floating. And then shifting, feeling heavy, bringing in the experience as heavy, the whole body weighted, heavy, sinking. And then allow yourself to alternate between lightness and heaviness. Allowing these opposites to wash over you one after the other, bringing balance to the mind. And now let go of the opposites and allow yourself to drift into a new space. Imagine that you are standing on the soft sands of a peaceful beach. The sky above is clear, soft blue stretching out to the horizon. You feel the warmth of the sun gently caressing your skin, bringing with it a sense of comfort and ease. Beneath your feet, the sand is soft and grounding, cool in some places and warm in others. With each step, you feel more connected to the earth, more present in this moment. Ahead of you, the ocean stretches infinitely. The waves are calm, rolling rhythmically towards the shore and then retreating, leaving behind delicate patterns in the sand. You hear the soothing sound of the waves. Their gentle ebb and flow, perfect harmony with your breath. Inhale, feel the energy of the ocean fill you. Exhale, releasing any tension or worries into the vast expanse before you. As you walk slowly along the shore, you notice the ocean breeze brushing against your skin, carrying with it the fresh scent of the salt water and sea air. The breeze is cool and refreshing, cleansing your mind and body with every gentle gust. You feel lighter with each breath, as though the ocean itself is washing away any heaviness, leaving only peace and serenity in its wake. Now find a comfortable place to sit on the beach, close to the water's edge. Watch the waves come and go, each one drawing you deeper into a state of relaxation. The sound of the ocean surrounds you. You feel completely at ease, knowing that here, in this moment, you are grounded, safe, and connected. Feel the warmth of the sun. The solidity of the sand beneath you, and the cool touch of the breeze. Know that this is your place of calm, a place that you can return to whenever you need to feel grounded, rested, or at peace. This moment of serenity fill you, supporting and restoring you. As you rest in the tranquil awareness of your being, return to your Sankalpa, the intention we set at the beginning of this journey. I sleep peacefully through the night. I sleep peacefully through the night. I sleep peacefully through the night. As you silently repeat it to yourself, feel the grounding presence of the beach, the warmth of the sand beneath you, and the gentle rhythm of the waves. Allow these sensations to deepen your connection to your intention, as if the ocean itself is reinforcing your Sankalpa, carrying it with each ebb and flow. Know that this intention, like the steady tide, will continue to support and guide you beyond this moment. I sleep peacefully through the night. I sleep peacefully through the night. Slowly begin to bring your awareness back. As if you are gently walking away from the peaceful beach, retracing your steps along the shoreline. Feel the sand beneath your feet as you move closer to where your physical body lies now. With each step, reconnect with your breath. Once again, noticing the gentle rise and fall of your abdomen. Aware you are breathing in, and aware that you're breathing out. Feel the support of the ground beneath you once again as your awareness fully returns to the physical body. Energizing the body, moving fingers and toes, feeling yourself become present to the room around you. When you're ready, slowly roll over onto your right side, curling up in a fetal position, resting here for just a few moments, allowing yourselves to absorb the benefits of practice, as well as assimilating any insights. If you are ready, you can press yourself up to a seated position, keeping the eyes closed. And once again, silently repeating our Sankalpa, I sleep peacefully through the night. And then release the Sankalpa, trusting that it is bringing you closer to a peaceful, restorative sleep. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Welcome back. So I like to remind you that it's great to journal after you do a yoga nidra. Any insights, sometimes things that come up in yoga nidra don't quite make sense at the time, but things like colors, images, symbols, animals, sometimes things like that pop up as we're doing the practice, and it's good to jot that down. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them again. You can also email them to me. Happy to try to be as helpful as I possibly can while you're doing the practice. I encourage you, if you can, to try to do the practice, the recording, at least twice between now and when we meet again. If you could do it every evening and start to develop a ritual. That can definitely help too, as we're trying to clear up any sleep disturbances that you're experiencing. So, thank you, friends. I'll see you next Monday. And I'm sticking around here a little bit if anybody has any questions.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, so you do this at night. Do you do this just before you go to bed, or is there, or wait, or have a time period before you go to bed?
You can do it before you go to bed. If you're you do it a couple different ways. If you're really one of the issues is that you just cannot fall asleep. Right. It's okay to use a yoga nidra practice to help get you down-regulated into that lower brain waves to then help you drift off to sleep. If you've had a really bad night's sleep, you could do this during the day. It's said that yoga nidra, 1 hour of yoga nidra is like 4 hours of restorative sleep. So if you've had just a really bad night, it's something that you could even do during the day to try to recoup a little bit of that lost sleep. But it as a ritual, if you did it the same time all the time, it'll help get you prepared then to go into sleep. One of the things that you'll notice too, that during the day, if you practice it at night, you're able to get some sleep. You're going to find benefits even during the next day of being in those calmer brainwave states. You're training your brain to do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Let me know how it works. And we'll talk a little bit next week about samskaras and vasanas from yogic philosophy, these things that Yoga Nidra tends to bubble up that can also be keeping our mind from resting, right? These things, these obstacles that are in the mind, Yoga Nidra kind of clears them up, allows us to deal with those. Well, thank you everyone very much for spending the evening with me. Many blessings to you too, Liv. I'll get to work getting this recording downloaded and cleaned up and send it out to you guys so that you have it to practice with. And I look forward to working with you the next couple Mondays.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome. You're
you.
welcome. Have a great night.
Thanks.